Smoke is spreading across a large area of the state as wildfire activity grows. There were 56 new wildfires Monday statewide and 238 active, mostly in interior and southwest Alaska. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
One of the top priority blazes in the interior is the Rex Complex fire burning off the Parks Highway north and south of the community of Anderson. Alaska Interagency Coordination Center Public Information Officer Timothy Evans says the complex consists of two fires, the over 4,000-acre Fish Creek blaze north of Anderson and the much larger Kobe fire to the southwest.
That fire grew to 14,300 acres. The fire seems to be producing its own weather. It's pushing the fire to the south currently.
Evans says firefighters' focus is on structure protection, adding that some homes have already been lost.
Six single residences destroyed and two minor structures that have been destroyed since this fire started.
Meanwhile, Evans says two fires north of Fairbanks off the Elliott Highway prompted evacuations in the Eureka area, while another blaze far to the west threatens the Yukon River village of Nulato.
There's a current recommended evacuation for the town of Nulato. It's about 200 people. The only way in and out of Nulato is by boat because the airstrip is socked in. So that's a real concern. We're sending people in there to communicate with the folks and advise them and to help the elders to get out of the community.
The fire spotted into Nulato on Monday, but Evan says firefighters were able to save the community.
With the winds, conditions and everything like that, we're doing everything we can to keep it to a minimum and try to protect these people in their village.
Numerous other interior blazes continue to crop up daily, primarily due to lightning. The 13,000-acre Blair Fire, 40 miles southeast of Fairbanks, is blamed for a dense haze that blankets the area. With so many wildfires raging, Division of Forestry spokesman Jim Schwarber says the response is getting more complex.
We've got a lot of resources helping us from the lower 48, but we have the need for more firefighting crews than we currently have available. So we're stretched thin, but we know how to adjust accordingly to keep those highest priority fires staffed up to the level where the fire suppression job is getting done.
So far this season, just under 500 wildfires have burned 324,000 acres, an early season total Schwarber describes as relatively modest.
But we are starting to have the normal high level of lightning strike activity with a very receptive fuel bed. The tundra's dry and burning actively, the forest is dry and burning actively.
National Weather Service meteorologist Don Acock says fire-conducive weather is forecast to continue this week, and smoke is expected to be an issue for several days.
Because there's no systems moving through to clear the smoke out.
Acock says some weather anticipated for later in the week could help the situation.
There could be a system moving in from the northwest towards the weekend, and also a system over the Gulf of Alaska. Between those two systems, we could possibly get some clearing of the smoke Friday or Saturday.
Acock says the systems could bring rain to the eastern Alaska range and eastern part of the interior, but it's unclear if that'll extend west to Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.